Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
90, and now we are joined by Matthew Prender from the band Odessa. Talk about the band's new track, Ancient Ruins. Mordena, Matthew, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you, Zach.
Very, very good to hear it. I love your mustache. It's a very prominent mustache.
Thank you.
I wish I could grow one as fierce as that. My goodness.
It'll come.
In due time. Did you do any special tricks? Like, I've heard mint oil is good for developing or simulating facial hair growth. Was it all?
No, I got a lot to learn. It was just one of those situations like a lot of guys do, where you're unshaven and then you shave one day, but you leave the mustache and you walk out to your partner and go, "Hey, what do you think my new look?" And it's either yay or nay. And if they hugely nay, she's like, "Yeah, it looks all right. Look like an 80s cop." So think of it.
Crack up. My goodness. That is actually kind of true, but in a good way, in the best of ways.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We're here to talk about your new track, Ancient Ruins. Are you a fan of Ancient Ruins in general?
Oh yeah, they're everywhere. I'm one myself. I spent a bit of time in Europe too, so you know, this, everything's, you know, dilapidated.
Yeah, did you go to like Greece and Rome, like the classics, old classic civilizations?
I didn't make it that far. That was next on the list for when I came home, but a lot of time in England and
See like a million old castles there. There's heaps.
Yeah, you get castled out pretty quick.
I can imagine, man. I can imagine. The history there is so rich that I've heard like if people wanting to do roadworks in a city, they have to get so many archaeological consultants, because if you dig like a meter under the road, there'll be like King Henry VIII's bloody bedpan or something, you know? Like, it's...
you're so right. Like, when, like my friend's kid was going, I said, "What do you want to be when they grow up? When you grow up?" I was like, "I want to be an archaeologist." And I said, "No, you should just be a road worker. That's where all the action is."
Yeah.
They're the people that actually find stuff by accident.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's just Richard III under this car park, you know?
Did that actually happen, though? I think they actually did find, like, a king's remains in a... It was a supermarket car park over in England, I think. It was remarkable.
Yeah, that was Richard III.
They were able to verify
his humpback and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love that.
This is a more general question. It's not really about the single, but why is there a lowercase d in the band's name? I'm sure you've been asked this plenty of times, but if you wouldn't mind clarifying once more.
Just to really mess with our OCD audience.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was weird because back in those days, every time we got printed on a poster, a lot of fonts were in capital letters and the O and the D would both look the same and it just kind of looked ugly, and I changed that, and it's... you know, it's upset a few people. I think it just looks better.
Yeah, fair enough. It definitely provides like a streak of ingenuity and individuality, which, you know, doesn't go amiss. But the song is primarily about reaching... this is what I read in the press release, I think. Reaching a stage of life where all the things that used to work for you don't really work anymore. Is the song autobiographical?
Partially. Yeah, probably, mostly, probably up until the last line. Mm-hmm. The last line says of the song is, says that the baby's probably mine. And my parents got in touch immediately and just said, "Is this your way of telling us that the grandchild's on the way?" I said, no. I just thought it was a funny way to end the song.
Because it's a pretty confessional song. I mean, it's pretty self-effacing as well. Like, yeah, how do you get through that space, man? Because that's some pretty dark stuff on the track.
Me personally, I sort of drink my way through. Midlife crisis can be navigated with nihilism. Nah, it's just I don't know. Hopefully, people find it funny and true. But it certainly was mostly from the heart. Mm. I wrote it when I was living in England for 5 years, and then my visa was coming up and I thought I would renew it, and then COVID happened and I was one of these people that rushed back just in time thinking I would go back, but then realizing when I was back here that this is actually where I wanted to be. And I'd started writing the song in England, and I finished it here during those weird lockdown times. And the band wasn't back together then. I was sort of writing it for no one. I didn't think I was going to get back into music or anything like that. So it comes from that place.
Because we're a very raw place, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very, very beautiful song, man. It's a really beautiful song. I definitely related to it, and because sometimes there's, I don't know, some definitely lines about like kind of being a bit of a loudmouth, a little bit belligerent, which is something that is one of my least favorite qualities of myself, as it happens sometimes. Something I'm trying to work on and I'm working on actively. But yeah, there's a lot of that song. I was like, oh shit, this is real. This is really real.
Oh, I'm so glad it's touched you like that. So everybody who's come up to me has got a different favourite line in it that resonated with them. Mm. So that's quite gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody's going back to your, you know, I think everybody's greatest strength is also their greatest weakness a lot of the time, you know, and vice versa. So there's a bit of that in the song too.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance and, well, this is, you know, change it up a bit.
Speaking of like strengths, we have a Latin Grammy award-winning artist, Maria Ramos, on violin and backing vocals. And man, the violin in the track sounds gorgeous. Did the band ever usually play with a violinist, or is this one of the first times?
No, this is one of the first times. And we've done a few songs for a new album, which we'll eventually finish. And she's on a few things. She was touring the country with WOMAD, because she's New York based.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID happened. She got stranded here. And so just sort of embraced it, was hanging around. And the bass player in Odessa, Paul Mouncey, who's originally from Dunedin, he got recruited into her band here. And then she came to one of our shows and really wanted to do something with us. So we invited her in for that track. She hadn't heard the song at all.
Mm-hmm.
She just went in the booth. We told her what key it was in and then played the track. And that's her responding to the song.
Wow. Like,
yeah.
That's a real cool story. Because that is definitely quite a get for the track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like to casually tell people, oh, yeah, there's a Grammy winner on there. What else?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's real awesome. There's set to be a new album later in the year, as you just mentioned. Can you reveal any information about that? Any album title, or when it's going to come out, or the track list? Anything of those sorts?
Details are scant, because it's all over the place. But I think of calling it, naming it after a line in the song Ancient Ruins, the line... Ghost Town in Paradise felt like a good title for the song. I was singing it in Raglan and I thought, that's actually a good title for the song. And the next day we were driving to Napier and we went through Eskdale, you know, the town that got completely flooded out, which was really surreal. Just schools and houses and buildings all abandoned.
Was this in Cyclone Gabriel?
What was it, early last year, was it?
Cyclone Gabriel, now. I think that was
And so I thought that was a sign. It was very eerie. I haven't told the rest of the band about the title, but
there's a few of those little towns that have just completely dried up, though. There's another one, I think, on the west coast in the South Island. It used to be an industry town, and then like the whatever resource they were mining or harvesting just ran out, and so it's just abandoned. Bunch of old 50s buildings.
It's really cool, way. Eh?
I mean, it's kind of sad, but it's it is real cool. It's a cool time.
Mm.
Yeah. You're also playing tonight and tomorrow to celebrate the release of Ancient Ruins in Pornicki, correct?
Yeah. We're playing in Pornicki tonight and then going to own up the line to Palmerston North to the Blues Roots Festival tomorrow night. We're playing that one.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Nice. And do you have any further concert dates planned? Any tours, perhaps? A trip?
No, we're talking about that. We're talking about that a lot. We really want to get down your way because it was always our favourite place to play outside of Wellington. Half the original lineup was from Dunedin, and that's definitely on the agenda. Probably early next year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. And next year's the 20th anniversary of the first album, so we'll do something for that. two will tour around that, I would say.
Nice, nice. You're going to keep it in the country or maybe go to Australia or anywhere else?
Yeah, you know, and bands always talk about the stuff, but it's under finance and, yeah, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But anything's possible, man. Anything's possible.
It sure is.
If people want to hear us, we'll go then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Matthew. Do you prefer being called Matthew or Matt?
I don't mind. I don't mind. There's an epidemic of Matthews in this world, particularly in Wellington. Even the original lineup of Odessa had three Matthews in it.
Jeez.
So I just started going by my surname, Pender. Like, just go, just call me that. Mm-hmm. Matt. Matthew, Maddie, I like it all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, it was great having you on, Matt. I hope you have a fantastic day and looking forward to hearing more Odessa tracks down the line.
Thank you, Zach. And let me also say Radio 1's always been very, very supportive of Odessa back 20 years. Always the first to play our stuff, always had our back. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, of course, man, of course. We're going to keep that cope up our alive, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Pender. It was great chatting with you and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you very much. Alrighty, folks. That was Matt Pender from the band Odessa talking about their new track, Ancient Ruins. We have news updates for you all at 10:45. Until then, let's play some tracks and let's kick it off with Odessa with Ancient Ruins. You're listening to The One. Take care.
That's so exciting. Thank you, mate.
Better not be a dick tonight, 'cause everybody's gonna be there, and you only say what you mean when you don't mean. Now you're drinking just to escape.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.